views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prescience Life Radio with Mia Simone. Mia is an avant-garde intuitive consultant, visionary, coach, and entrepreneur who guides her daily life using the gifts of her inner being. She is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Establish focus and expand your self-confidence, personal power, and create direction. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. Now, here is your host, Mia Simone.
Good morning. I'm Mia Simone, and you're listening to Prescience Life Radio. I'm really excited to host my first show today. I'm honored to have Lon Milo Duquette as my first guest, and he's the world's most preeminent occultist, and I have to say one of the most interesting people I've ever met. He began a music career in the 1970s, which was quite successful, and then launched into a career spanning actually, he's been writing since 1988, and he's authored 17 books that are quite extensive topics on Freemasonry, Tarot, Kabbalah, ceremonial magic. But today, first off, we're going to be talking about Lon's relaunching of his music career, and later on, we're going to be playing for the first time on air his most recent song, Don't Write Me Off. I'm so grateful to have you with me here today, Lon. How are you?
I'm fine. Just a very, very lazy day down in Southern California.
I totally agree. Could you tell us?
Oh, and welcome to the neighborhood, by the way.
Thank you.
We knew this was coming, didn't we?
Yes, you predicted it. And I have to say, your predictions are quite accurate, which we're actually going to be talking about divination and how it can actually work later on. I wanted to hear a little bit about your music career in the 70s, and it's interesting because you were going down quite a successful path, and you had released a couple albums, Charlie D and Milo in 1970, and then your next one after that was in 2012. And what got you started in the music industry and then subsequently into pursuing the world's most preeminent occultist position?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm 67 years old, or I will be 67 in July. Like every boy my age, growing up in the 50s and 60s, I had a little band, you know, in Columbus, Nebraska. And I was so totally unaware of my own lack of talent that it cast an illusion on others that perhaps I had some. As soon as I graduated from high school, I moved back to California. Actually, I was born here but raised in Nebraska. But I hightailed it back to California, and just one lucky coincidence after another found me with a recording contract with my partner, Charles Harris. And we had a little sort of a psychedelic acid cowboy band that we wrote all of our own music, called Charlie D and Milo. And we recorded on the Epic records label, which was Columbia, and we had a measure of success. Our single, one of our singles, The Word Is Love, got to be number one just quite a few markets in the U.S. and we had a Billboard spotlight pick and everything else. And but can you imagine what an exciting lifestyle that was in that time period, 68, 69, 70? 71, that time period, the music was just absolutely world-changing and breathtaking. And, you know, to tell you the truth, I really liked the lifestyle much better than I did the music. And
That doesn't surprise me. At all, knowing you, that doesn't surprise me.
I'm just having too much fun here. And we became, you know, I married my high school sweetheart in 1967. And about 4 years into our marriage, we became pregnant. Well, she had a little something to do with it. And, I more or less came to the just flat-out decision, you know, either I'm going to continue with this career and this kind of very, very fast life, or... you know, I'm going to settle into being having a family, and so it was really, it wasn't even a decision. It was just very clear that if I was going to continue with a stable family, I was just going to have to change directions for a while. And even during our music, the music was all focused sort of on spiritual things, and I don't mean gospel music. I mean sort of psychedelic Eastern mysticism type subjects, like a lot of groups, musical groups like the Beatles, and we're sort of toying with this Eastern mysticism thing about the mind and mind expansion and willed self-evolution and things like that. And I was very into yoga and that kind of study and practice also contributed to my decision to get out of the fast fast-paced lifestyle and get to serious work in discovering the nature of reality. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you've written 17 books since 1988. That's quite impressive, and I know they've been translated into many languages, and actually one of them is required, Your Life with the Spirits, which is your autobiography, is required reading for two classes at DePaul University in Chicago. That's pretty impressive.
That was. I was invited to speak at DePaul, which is so ironic because the only reason I even graduated from high school was that I had the lead in the school musical, and they didn't dare flunk me. So, it's very ironic. But that's more or less it. I gave up music. I didn't even listen to popular music for nearly 30 years. Yeah, I just listened to classical music and got on with writing books and studying and practicing the art of ceremonial magic and Kabbalah, which I was just totally fascinated with. And I was lucky enough that when I got a call from Dr. Christopher S. Hyatt, who already had a couple best-selling books, that were sort of edgy, new agey kind of psychology books. He was a psychologist, and he asked me to write a book, help him write a book on the psychological aspects of tarot cards. And I said, "Gee, well, you know, I've never written a book or anything. Besides, there's a lot of other people that could." You know, help you do this better than I." And he said, "Okay, well, who?" And, you know, and I had a lot of friends, a lot of people I respected and stuff, but it made me think, really, all of the people that I considered, you know, vastly more knowledgeable than myself on this subject, were the people that I was already reading, and all of them were at least 50 years dead.
Yeah, one of them, Aleister Crowley, which is quite interesting. You've been dedicated to studying him for quite some time now, and we're going to have to cut to break in a moment here, but when we return, I wanted to talk about, I believe in 2006 you were given a ukulele, which started to draw your interest back to music, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that and more about your books, and of course we're going to hear your music played on air for the first time. Don't give up on me.
Don't write me off.
Don't write me off. I'm sorry.
Yes, I think this will be the radio premiere because it was just released, truly just released about 48 hours ago as a single. So,
yeah, yes. Congratulations. And we're also going to be announcing your upcoming show at the Voodoo Lounge on Sunset on in June, which I'm going to be attending, and it's going to be an exciting evening, so I hope others will join us as well.
Yes.
Clean and handsome. Don't write me off.
Don't write me off.
I'm a pool of ancient wisdom. Don't write me off like some old pathetic has-been. I'm still picking, I'm still kicking, doing shit. You can't imagine all the things I've seen and done. All my trips around the sun, the hearts I broke, the loves I've loved, and all that fun just having fun.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm a hippo pup. They blew my baby boom and don't rat me off.
Don't rat me off.
I'm cool and quaint and handsome. Don't rat me off.
Don't rat me off.
I'm a pool of ancient wisdom.
You've been listening to Lon Milo Ducret's latest song, Don't Write Me Off, and that's the first time it's been played live on the air. And welcome back, Lon. Wanted to mention that Lon is going to be playing live at the Voodoo Lounge, House of Blues, on June 4th at 7:30, and you can go to his fanbook page for more information. I know I'm not going to miss it for the world. And welcome back, Lon.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the Hollywood House of Blues that's a pretty big thing for me. So I'm pretty excited about that. You know, I just picked up the, you mentioned the ukulele.
Yeah, in 2006, someone had given it to you as a gift, and it reignited your musical passions.
Yeah, I just kept the ukulele just sitting by my computer here, and when I would get burned out, you know, writing, I would plunk on that that ukulele. And it's a funny thing about the ukulele, because there's only four strings, but they're tuned sort of in exact ratio or relatively to the last four strings or first four strings of guitar. And so, you know, I had a lot of built-in skills on the ukulele. But there's no chord that's too hard to play on a ukulele. There's just no chord that's too intimidating.
Interesting.
And so when I got that ukulele and started playing around and relaxing with it between or as an excuse not to write, you know, I said I'd like to learn some of these old standards that I really love. I'm just a sucker for like old romantic standards, the Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, you know, George Gershwin, and Cole Porter especially. And those guys, they may play 50 chords in a song because they've got that beautiful back motion orchestration behind it. And that's just too hard to play on the guitar. That's what I always thought, you know, because I'm the laziest man in the world. but there's just no chord that's too hard to play on the ukulele. And so I would, you know, download the lyrics and the chords, and I'd get a little ukulele booklet and chord booklet, and I'd figure out these incredibly complex songs that I've always loved since I was a kid. And that did something to my brain. Okay, mm-hmm. It broke me out of the rut of the kind of guitar playing that I did as a kid, and it just broke me into a new dimension of music theory, I guess. And all of a sudden, on my morning walks, I take a 3-mile walk in the morning and a 3-mile walk in the afternoon. I started writing poetry and songs to the rhythm of my walking. And I'd get back home and I'd work them out on the ukulele. And, I do want to make it sound like this is part of my big spiritual process, but it is part of my big spiritual progress. It is part of my program of self-willed evolution. And even though it seems like a goofy thing playing a ukulele, it really did physiologically, as far as I know, change the structure of my brain and, in a sense, allowed me to expand my not only my musical consciousness, but it also broke me into another dimension of thought. And there was a series of spiritual self-initiatory breakthroughs that came also at this exact same time. Now, I don't know if the ukulele was the cause or just another symptom of this mini quantum leap in my consciousness, but it was the one that I could see the most, you know.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. And so basically you're kind of comparing it to an evolution that's happened with you over the years of writing and your involvement with the OTO and the studies of Aleister Crowley and all of this. And you're basically saying that it's a similar sort of cause and effect there with the music, from what I understand you're saying.
Yeah, right. And I was doing a series of talks in London. I was in London for a month. and I was staying at a flat in central London. It was cold too. There was no heat in that flat. I didn't have a ukulele, but they did have a couple of guitars laying around. And so I just practiced my ukulele stuff on that guitar. And after a couple of days of that, I got tired of just playing four strings. And I invited the other two strings to the party. And by the time I left London, my ukulele playing had transferred all of that goodies, all of that new technique had transferred to the guitar, and I started attending open mic nights and singing my songs, and I got interviewed by a music magazine, and the guy that interviewed me ended up becoming my manager and my record label, and I just like everything else in my life, I've just stumbled into it and am continuing to stumble forward.
That's wonderful. And I've actually watched some of your videos, and for you folks out there who are interested, you can go to YouTube and watch some of Lon's videos. And I think they're really interesting. And I just think it's amazing that you're pursuing your passion and something that really you feel connected to, and that you feel, you know, offers you an element of evolution as well, and spirituality, and an expression in a way of your own spirituality through the music. really fascinating.
Well, in a sense, we all do it. In a sense, this is what we're all doing it. I've been too lazy to see or to view my spiritual practice, my spiritual study, my spiritual life as being any way separated from my regular life. For after I gave up music for a temporary 30 years, you know, I knocked around, got regular jobs and stuff. I wasn't really prepared for objective reality, so they're just funky little jobs. But I never thought of my life as being, well, this is my work life, this is my family life, then this is my spiritual life. Nah, it's all the same life. And it's like that for everybody.
Yes, that's really amazing. And we're going to have to cut to break now. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about your most recent book, Homemade Magic, in a few minutes. So thank you so much for being here with me today, Lon. And we're going to go to break.
Can't imagine all the things I've seen and done. All my trips around the sun, the hearts I broke, the loves I've loved, and all that fun just having fun going round the earth, seeking peace and love and brotherhood. And tell you all the truth, I'm busy practicing for Buddhahood. Don't write me off.
Don't write me off.
I'm cool and quaint and handsome. Don't write me off.
Calling all healers. You are invited to the Garden of Earthly Delights at the annual Women of Wisdom Community Pampering Day for Women, May 30th at North Seattle College. We're looking for a variety of practitioners and experts in the art of energy healings, intuitive readings, and bodywork. If you are a practitioner of the healing arts, we invite you to share your gifts with the WOW community. Email us at wow@womenofwisdom.org.
Put a little
woohoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're just listening to Lon Milo Duquette's most recent song, Don't Write Me Off. And right now we're going to talk about his most recent book, Homemade Magic, The Musings and Mischiefs of a Do-It-Yourself Magus. And Lon, could you tell us a little bit about your most recent book and kind of what prompted you to write this one, which I believe is number 17?
Well, the publisher actually prompted me to write.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. I'm the luckiest man on earth.
Llewellyn Publications.
Yeah.
Great.
Many, many years ago, probably 1993, I wrote a book that was autobiographical in nature. Okay, it was sort of, I just wanted to write a book. It was called My Life with the Spirits, and it remains one of my most significant and popular works, My Life with the Spirits. And
I love that you interject humor into basically everything that you do on some very serious topics about the occult. And I think that you've been writing about Aleister Crowley for many years also, and I don't think he had quite the sense of humor that you've brought to the modern day of mysticism.
Well, if things would stop being funny, I'd stop writing that way. But but everything I've sensed in the universe, I've more or less made up my mind that you can either look at things as being transcendently funny, or you can look at things as being transcendently depressing. And you can be looking at the exact same thing, so it doesn't do you any good or make you feel any better to look at it as being depressing. So I've decided to see the universal joke in everything, and that's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
That's awesome.
But I wrote this, My Life of the Spirits, as an autobiography, because the only way that I could explain what magic is and what magic means to me, and how it actually works in somebody's life, rather than all of these textbooks that presumptuously tell you the theory behind everything, then don't even make a suggestion on how this could possibly work in a normal life.
And Lon, so when you talk about magic, what could you elaborate on that a little bit more and tell us what that means to you?
Yeah, well, the magic, just most generically, is causing change to occur in conformity with your will. Now that's
I love that.
That's a very generic thing. So if it's your will to blow your nose, blowing your nose is magic. Okay. and that's truly where it begins. Now, where magic, as we start to think about the mystical art of magic, we start to get into the world that's now being explored under the broad category of intent and intention, and this will that we're talking about could be thought of as right intention, and that right doesn't necessarily suggest a moral quality. But more of the Buddhist right thinking, right action, right. So the foundation to the theory is you and me wouldn't be here as consciousness units of consciousness, monads of consciousness. We wouldn't be here if there wasn't something in the universe left undone that only we can do. Okay, we would have no purpose, okay, for existence. Okay, we would be blissfully non-existent if there was no purpose left unfulfilled.
I love that. Yeah, I remember in one of the amazing tarot readings I had with you, we had talked a little bit about that, and it was really inspirational to me just to live in my passion. And even, you know, I think that in many ways we have different language for the same thing in my work or in your work, and it's all about evolving in the spirit. Basically, and as I understand it, that's basically what you're saying is magic and anything that we will.
Yeah, right. And the idea that we're here conscious to execute, fulfill our purpose in the same way that all celestial bodies, you know, they've got their orbits, you know, they do what they need to do, they're born, they live, they pass on, but they fulfill their true function. Now, when we get into the consciousness area of magic, it's more akin to the fact that ultimately the real us, if we were completely awake, we would realize that we're already doing our will. We're already doing our magic. We're already totally 100% fulfilling our function as the universe itself. But the point is, the we that we think is we is really asleep. We're asleep and dreaming. dreaming that we're not doing our will. We're asleep and dreaming that we're separate from each other. We're asleep and dreaming that there's an object and a verb. We're asleep to the fact that we're not already perfect. And initiation and magical work done on a magical level, which is now we could use the word quantum level, we're just trying to wake up in steady stages, just like the wonderful movie Inception. Okay.
Mm.
We're dreamers, dreaming, and magic is a willed process of trying to wake up one step at a time.
And, wow, that's fascinating.
So raising your consciousness is not a matter of doing anything or getting smarter. It's just a matter of waking up, and you do it every morning.
Mm-hmm.
You move from a dimensional consciousness to another dimensional consciousness.
My and pot of coffee does it for me.
coffee helps.
Yes, it does. I highly recommend it.
Over the years, there's been various schools of thought that give you techniques to wake up, and magic is we could lump it all of those techniques into the big generic term of magic. But magic, as we think of it today in the 21st century, sort of comes out of the Greek idea of realities behind realities and waking up to that. That turns us toward the literature of Hermetics and the school of thought from the early centuries of the present era, mostly Greek ideas, which was picked up by the Hebrew Kabbalists or the Jewish Kabbalists that sort of turned it into a form of like Western Zen. Kabbalah is Western Zen, and that's the foundation of everything that tries to categorize, split up, and understand the universe in terms of elements, planetary spheres, and zodiac signs, which is the birth of astronomy, which is the birth of chemistry, which is the birth of modern science, and the birth of quantum mechanics. And magic is just a spiritual art form, and a magician is just a spiritual artist. And not every artist, obviously, is the same or has the same temperament. So there are some magical artists that are more resonate better to mystical meditation processes. And there are some magical artists that really enjoy the outward colorful trappings of thinking of these levels of consciousness as angels, spirits, demons, archangels, intelligences, genie.
It's just really amazing how you kind of incorporate all of these different modalities of astrology and, you know, magic and tarot cards. I just find it really fascinating, sort of the different various portals that you use. And when we come back, I'm interested in learning more about your field theory and why divination can actually work, which I believe is also part of the topic in your most recent book. Is that correct?
Well, there, everything's the topic of my recent book and my old books too. I'm trying not to write the same book over and over again, but there's only one kind of truth as I see it being unfolded to me, and my comments are I can only comment on what I'm presently seeing as my current level of unfoldment.
I know. I wish we had time to discuss more of you. You have some really interesting titles, the Enochian World of Aleister Crowley and Sex Magic, Tantra and Tarot, The Way of the Secret Lover. You have like quite a few interesting, the Chicken Kabbalah. And I know you also go by the name Rabbi Lamed Ben Clifford. Was that a formal name that was given to you by someone in a ceremony, or did you choose that for yourself?
Even if it was given to me in a formal ceremony, I chose it myself. the ceremony would be me choosing it myself. No, I made it up. I just wanted to quote a rabbi. I got tired of people telling me their rabbi said I pronounced the Hebrew incorrectly, and I just wanted to say, well, my rabbi says there is no correct Hebrew pronunciation.
Awesome. So we're going to have to go to break now.
Okay.
You're listening to Prescience Life Radio. I'm psychic Mia Simone. My guest today is Lon Milo Duquette, and we'll be back and talking a little bit more about his book, The Homemade Magic, The Musings of a Mischief and Do-It-Yourself Magus. We'll be right back.
I got a page in Wikipedia. Don't be writing my obituary. Still busy making history. Don't write me off.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke.
A page in Wikipedia, don't be writing my obituary. Still busy making history, don't write me off. I'm cool and clean.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Prescience Life Radio with Mia Simone, and we're here talking to Lon Milo Duquette. You've been listening to his latest song, and we're also talking about his career as an occultist, and we're going to learn more about Lon's field theory of why divination can actually work. And for those of you who may not be familiar with divination, it's the ability to predict the future, to at least understand what's coming down the future. Lon, do you want to expand on that a little bit more?
Sure. I knew you were going to say that. That was a cheap fortune teller's trick.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay. Well, first of all, there is no future. Okay.
That's right. Time doesn't really exist.
Time really doesn't exist. Okay. So even when we start to play around with this stuff, we're not playing around with stuff that we've always thought of as being real. Any physicist, especially any quantum physicist, will tell you that there is no future as we generally think of it. Okay. Time is not only relative, in practice, time doesn't exist in a future tense or a past tense. There's only this inscrutable nowness that we can deal with as even approaching what's real. And they say that there's no reason that time can't just as easily run backwards as it does forward. Mm-hmm. But if the now were changed, if you change something in the now, obviously, we already know because of cause and effect and stuff that it changes the future. But none of us seem to keep in mind that changing the now must also be changing the past.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I've found is that in my own life and things I found especially painful and the work I've done, and I feel like it has shifted the past and brought me to a different place in what we call or consider the present. Have you found that to be true as well?
Well, it can't not be true. Okay, and the reason that you've sensed it is because it really did happen. Okay, I believe in reincarnation. Okay, it's not that I believe in reincarnation. I've always been on. Mm-hmm. I realize this as a baby. I've never been off. Mm-hmm. Okay, if there's a thing that we call death or offness, no, it doesn't exist. I've always been on. And so, if I've always been on, I've always been on now.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that we can't wrap our meat brains around, because our meat brains are incapable of actually processing this great uber truth. So we see it as a string of consecutive incarnations. Oh, maybe I was a soldier in World War I, or oh, maybe I'm my own great uncle, or oh, maybe I was Cleopatra, you know. But there can't be a string of consecutive incarnations if there's only a now.
Mm.
So we're always living the now life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so the idea that we can foretell the future is, in a sense, not a matter of getting in a magic car and going into the future and taking a look at what it looks like, because it could look like everything. I saw a thing on just on the little science, the NOVA thing, said all possibilities will unfold. Mm-hmm. All possible paths have occurred. Okay.
That's right. There's a lot of probable futures, and I found that we have far more control over what we believe to be the future than what any one of us recognizes.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's all we have is control of the now, which is totally depicts the possibilities of the next now and the next now and the next now. So back on divinations, the Chinese a long time ago figured out, you know, all we've got is a now. We can, you know, we can't tell the future. All we can do is sort of sense a snapshot of a couple of nows. And they developed this system called the Yi Ching that doesn't so much predict the future, but it gives you a little, like three snapshots of nows that are moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say that the truth isn't in the snapshots. The truth is sensing what the move is. And
so
they set up this thing called the Book of Changes. What is changing? Okay, you can see it. You can see that change, going to that change, going to that change. And do you have a feel? Can you get into the momentum of that change enough to guess what the next change is going to likely be? And so it sort of puts you in tune with that. But the thing that gets you in tune with that is your temporary ability to say, okay, I'm going to be aware that when I know what my question is, absolutely any observable phenomena will serve to suggest what the new change is going to be.
That's really fascinating.
And so the important thing, the magic is not so much the technique or learning how to manipulate these sticks or flip these coins or shoot these dice or look at these tarot cards. The magic comes in getting you into the right headspace where you're willing to say, I really want to know this answer. It's my will to know this answer, and I'm going to get this answer out of anything I observe. And the magic is when you really want to know the answer, when you really, really have the question, the answer is screaming at you from every observable phenomena.
Yes, absolutely. I think that I was reading a different book on this topic, and the second chapter was entitled "Just Stupidity," or, you know, how we get locked into patterns and not being willing to kind of see what our options are. And I think it's really fascinating, and I completely understand. It's a very fascinating topic, and we're out of time. I wish we could talk about this more. Thank you for your insights. I just wanted to announce your show again at the House of Blues, a Voodoo Lounge in Hollywood, and that's June 4th. And for those of you who aren't interested in going, you can go to Lon's Facebook page and get the information there and also get tickets there. And I know I'm going to be in attendance, and I hope to see many of you there. And I'm just really excited to support Lon in relaunching his career. And during the break, you've been listening to his most recent song, Don't Write Me Off.
You've been listening to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone.
Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Listen live to Prescience Radio with host Mia Simone and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.